We're going to dedicate Jennifer Susan to the Lord, and also their children are coming with them. Their other children. Oh, goodness. All in red and white. I know this one's Jennifer, but what's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine and Michelle. How old are you, Catherine? 4, and you're 3. Boy, been busy, huh? Glory. So good to dedicate children to the Lord. The Word of God says that children are a heritage of the Lord. There's one verse of Scripture, and I think everybody thinks they have a different size quiver, depending on how many kids they want to have. But the Bible says that blessed is the family whose quiver is full. And God wants us to have children. They're a heritage. And, you know, I hear people all the time saying, I don't know if I want to have children in this time or not. Well, since when is the time worse than the grace of God? Amen. The Bible says no matter how bad the world gets, no matter where sin abounds, grace will much more abound. And so it's good to bring children into this earth and into this world. You know, again, it says that the quiver becomes full. And I think it's interesting that children are compared to arrows that are put into a quiver. There comes a time when one day it's going to be time to pull them out of the quiver and we're going to shoot them out into the world. But it depends on how we prepare them until that time. And there's going to come a day when they leave home. But the Word of God's so important that we dedicate children to the Lord and raise them, instruct them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. They may depart from the house, but they won't depart from the Word. They may depart from mother and father when they get married and when they go off to other parts to get jobs or anything like that, but they'll never depart from the Word of God and from the presence of the Lord. So we have the privilege today of dedicating these children to the Lord. We're going to dedicate Jennifer to the Lord as the Word of God declares. You want to take Jennifer? Isn't she cute? Why don't you stretch your hand out in this direction as we lay hands on her. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lay hands on Jennifer this morning, thanking you for this child that you've given to them, that, Father, she will walk in the anointing of God. We see her through the eye of faith, born again and Spirit-filled. And, Father, even fulfilling a ministry that you have for her. And, Father, in the name of Jesus also, we lay hands on these parents, that, Father, they came together, Father, in unity to have this child, and you've made them heirs together of the grace of life. Father, they'll continue to walk unified in wisdom, in faith, in power, that, Father, no matter what Satan throws their way, that they'll have the wisdom to handle it. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now. We had the privilege of joining in with them to be part of this. Amen. Praise God. Amen.